The Benedictine tradition in England goes back a very long way, even to the voyage of Augustine sent from Rome in 597 with a group of monks who ended up in Canterbury. Subsequent to that, the monastic tradition spread, and one of the key foundations was the abbey at Westminster in London, Westminster Abbey, which, because of its position on what was then the edge of London, because of the grandeur of its endowment by King Edward, Saint Edward the Confessor, it became a church of national importance even in medieval times. To summarise briefly, at the Reformation in 1540, Henry VIII dissolved all the monasteries in the land, male and female, and they were never restored, except that when his elder daughter, Mary, succeeded to the throne in 1553, she restored one abbey, Westminster. That, of course, was dissolved by her successor, Elizabeth I, and the monks dispersed. An enterprising group of Englishmen of the time in the beginning of the 17th century found the last surviving monk of that community, Sigbert Buckley, and approached him and asked him that since he was the sole person survivor of the pre-Reformation Benedictine tradition and the pre-Reformation English Benedictine congregation founded some two or three centuries earlier, would he please give them, who intended to become Benedictine monks in France, clothe them with the habit of the monks and pass on the traditions of that ancient honours and practices, etc., customs of the old medieval English Benedictine congregation. And he did so, and it's formalised. Those three monks went to France, settled into one of the communities there. One was eventually founded in Paris, one in Douai, and one in Dieulouard. They all three prospered during the 17th and 18th centuries. Englishmen retiring to the continent quietly, becoming monks over a period of 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years, being ordained priest, and then going back to work underground on the mission. Some of them were martyred. Come the French Revolution and anti-clerical laws, these monasteries were dissolved, and particularly the monastery of Dieulouard, and the surviving 5, 6, 7 monks made their way quietly back to England, and from a series of journeys visiting some of the members of the community who were serving mainly in Catholic households quietly, they made their way eventually to Ampleforth in Yorkshire, England, and there they settled and formed the community of St. Lawrence's of Ampleforth, which claims the direct descent from that act of Sigbert Buckley at the beginning of the 17th century. So Ampleforth has this recognised in its coat of arms, which is a medieval Westminster coat of arms, and a former abbot of Ampleforth may be invited to take on the titular title of abbot of Westminster. So the link is solid, and within the Benedictine Confederation, the English Benedictine congregation has a prime place as being the oldest of the congregations because it has preserved that link back to the early medieval times when the congregations first came into existence.
And what, I asked Father Timothy, does a titular abbot do?
A titular abbot is literally what it is, a title. You have no power within the abbey. I have a great friendship with all the deans that I have met, particularly the current dean, John Hall, but also Wesley Carr, his predecessor. And I have known several of the canons, and I get occasionally invited to do things for them. As for example, they have an annual day of prayer in January on a Saturday, and earlier this year I was asked to lead that day of prayer in the nearby Church of St. Margaret's, Westminster, which is under their control. So, and I get invited to do things. For example, I have given days of reflection on the rule of St. Benedict, which they're very interested in. And I'm always received with great warmth and great understanding, and I count them as my friends, and I count the Abbey as one of my spiritual homes, and I've had various privileges which are associated with that.
That was Benedictine Abbot Timothy Wright, former abbot of Ampleforth and currently the titular abbot of Westminster Abbey in London.